Pittsburgh temperature 69 degrees. I'm Beth Trapani, KDKA News, KDKA News Time 7:39. Now back to John Cigna.
When was the last time you went to a drive-in movie?
It has been years.
I bet it has, yeah. We have two of the drive-in movies in this area that were selected by Playboy magazine as one of the top 10 drive-ins in the country.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great? Jim LaPuma is the owner of these drive-ins. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Boy, that's got to be a great honor for you.
It was an absolute, tremendous honor.
And one of the drive-ins have only been open like 4 or 5 years, right?
Actually, the first drive-in we built and opened has only been open for 4 years. This is our fourth season. And the other one, we're in our second season.
Wow, the one in Denver, I can't remember the name of it. There's one in Denver selected at number one. Well, actually, they were all selected. There was just the top 10. There wasn't any listing of them. What you know, is this still big? Because you look around, and I can remember the drive-in movies when we were growing up. They were a lot of fun. Of course, a lot of people never saw the movie. But has anything changed in drive-in movies over the years?
Actually, quite a few things have changed, John. Number one, the drive-in theaters are now getting the first run shows just at the same as the indoor theater is, which has been a great big plus for the drive-ins. A couple other items have changed is we no longer have in-car speakers that you hang on your window.
Yeah.
We actually transmit an FM stereo to your car or boombox or Walkman or whatever type of FM radio that you have. So you actually get to hear the movie at the drive-in in stereo.
So you're kidding. You don't have to pull away and take the speaker with you.
And your window also.
That's right. Well, you know, how does it work? Do you have to keep your ignition on?
Yeah, you turn it to your accessory position, and you can actually watch both movies, and at the end of the night, still start your car.
Yeah,
we still have the people like to sit in their blankets or in their chairs.
Right.
And just bring a boombox and lay out and underneath the moon and watch a show.
Are you sure you can start your car after 3 hours?
I guarantee you, John, as many cars as we get in an evening, unless your battery's in pretty bad shape when you get there, you're going to be able to get started and get home at the end of the night.
Okay, and you still have the stands there where you can go get a hot dog and stuff like
that? Absolutely. Actually, we sell about 14 different types of sandwiches, and, you know, drive-in food was always known as something that maybe you want to touch and maybe you don't want to touch, and that's not so anymore. Actually, that's a very big part of our business is the snack bar food.
Jim, how big is the drive-in? How many cars can it fit?
The one in Vandergrift, the one that was picked as one of the top 10, holds about 500 cars. The one in Brookville holds about 750 cars.
Now you open all week long?
We are open, actually, we were the first drive-in to open in Pennsylvania. The one in Brookville opened the second week in March. We opened weekends only. And we stay weekends until Memorial Day, where we stay open 7 days a week until Labor Day, and then return back to our weekend schedule in the fall.
And you're doing well?
Absolutely, John.
You going to open any more?
John, I'm looking at a couple more. I don't want to go too fast. In 3 years, we've put two up and operating, and it's a lot of work in the summertime.
Are they coming back? I mean, are more and more people interested in that?
John, the families are coming back. In the 80s, when I first started at the Greater Pittsburgh Drive in North Versailles, there was a lot of teenagers. And the families are coming back. It's quite enjoyable to see the family being able to sit out under the stars together and watch a show. For years, it wasn't that way, but the families are coming back and enjoying the show. We open every evening, and we ask everybody to step outside their vehicle for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, that's great.
To everybody sing it, and it just gives you the goosebumps.
That's great. Hey, Jim, good luck, and congratulations.
Thank you,
John. On being selected one of the top 10 in the country.
I appreciate it.
All right, there
you
have
you.
Jim LaPuma, the owner of the Galaxy and the Moonlight Drive-In in Brookville and Vandergrift, selected as the top 10 across the country as far as drive-in theaters. That's great. I'm